not a dick.
But what did the Holocaust have to the Jews? Because the Jews killed Jesus Christ.
Pant pocket technology.
That was great. He actually puts it in. The official Interpol game.
By the band.
That melancholy indie rock.
Franchise. The Mega Man series has the most loyal fans out of all of them. Seems like every 8 months or so, Capcom releases a new Mega Man game, and all the hardcore Mega Man fans are quick to go out and buy the game. But it seems like with each successive release that the mainstream video game market comes a little bit disenchanted with the Mega Man series, as it still basically has the same gameplay it always has. And the graphics, while still basically look good for 2D, are starting to really show their age, especially considering that with all the new hardware that's out right now, people are wondering why Capcom's not bringing Mega Man up to the next level in terms of just 2D art, because it still looks pretty basic, especially in Mega Man X6, which is the latest game in the series. A lot of the sprites aren't quite as crisp and detailed as previous games in the series, and even some of the level boxes actually look horrible. The backgrounds are also really bland. Usually the Mega Man X series have been known for having really vibrant, colorful backgrounds that have a lot of action going on, but for some reason these backgrounds just really lack the life. They all really use a dual color palette, and with the exception of maybe one or two levels, there's not much going on. Gameplay is basically the same as it's always been. Before you go into any of the Maverick levels, you can select between Mega Man or another version of Mega Man where he has his armor for Mega Man X5, which is the Falcon armor. Basically, this just gives him the ability to use a super dash and a jump dash from the beginning, whereas the regular Mega Man has to go to each level and find these power-ups to gain the dash ability. As you progress the game, you also unlock another character that...
Well, this makes sense because they're getting ready for the age of Jimmy Fallon. With Conan moving, it's like right. The game's obviously not going to be as popular.
So yeah, I mean, you have a large audience shift with that.
Yeah.
Oof.